back at the start of the year, we thought this week, election week, would be the biggest story of the year, right? How could it not? I mean, we're talking about the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden, the incumbent, Donald Trump. This was going to be an election of all elections. But as we all saw at the beginning of the year, there was a lot going on. The election, it hasn't quite dominated the headlines as much as we anticipated. Don't get me wrong, we've heard plenty. But we also saw the pandemic spring forth. And my goodness, that has really been the dominant factor until now. This week, we've seen all the news point toward the election. And before we dive in with Justin to get his take on where we go from here in terms of preparing for retirement, if you do have questions about what to do about taxes in the future or how to make sure your retirement income will last no matter who's in control in Washington, D.C., you can always call Justin and the team at Trifound Financial, 866-466-1099. Again, 866-466-1099. Again, that number, 866-466-1099. So, Justin, great to be back with you. Tuesday night, it was a long one. When you think back to Tuesday night, anything surprise you about that?
I think back to Tuesday night, I don't know if I was surprised by anything. I thought that the process in which the votes were going to be counted would be a little bit different than it was. I think a lot of us across the country probably thought that too. A little bit surprised in the polls, and I think this was a much closer race than a lot of people thought it was going to be in the beginning and even leading up to the election. As far as anything else that surprised me, I wouldn't say it was much of a surprise. I'm obviously very, very impressed with voter turnout this year. So all of us doing our civic duty and going to vote and make sure your voice is heard, especially in this election, especially this year with everything that we've gone through. I think it was really important for everybody to go out and vote and make sure their voice was heard. So I wouldn't say I was surprised by that as much as I would say that I was kind of happy that everybody got out there and voted.
The engagement, you're right. It was just off the charts when you look at years past. I mean, really saw people energized to hit the polls. And, you know, if there's any type of mention of voter suppression, I just can't imagine it. We had turnout like we've never seen before. And I thought that was encouraging. You know, when you look at what happened Tuesday night, ending the night without a clear-cut victor, that was something that the pundits said was a possibility. And we saw that play out. I went to bed around midnight and nothing was determined at that time. And I was frustrated, I think, like a lot of people around the country. But I knew that that was one of the possibilities, right? So when you look at that and you see people who maybe are kind of scrambling, they're trying to react to all of the uncertainty. You know, we can look at the political uncertainty. We can look at, the pandemic uncertainty. What do you say to people who feel like they've lost their footing, Justin?
And that's probably a normal feeling for a lot of us out there. But what I would say to them is just know, be confident in the plan that you have in place, if you do have one in place. If not, make sure that you're taking the right steps to put something in place. With the results of Tuesday night, I did the same thing as you did. I stayed tuned until about midnight, and then I thought, well, shoot, I'm just going to go to bed. And when I woke up in the morning on Wednesday, not much had changed. So that was kind of a bit of a surprise to me. But if you're out there and you feel like you have to scramble to react to all of the uncertainty right now, I would just say stay the course. Make sure that you have a plan in place. Something that I tell clients here is, we're going to lay plans in place for retirement, and we're going to make sure that we hit all of your goals and accomplish all of your dreams, and you're going to be able to do whatever you want in retirement, and then life's going to get in the way, and things are going to change, and that's okay. We can make changes. We can roll with the punches. It's important to know that, one thing, there's not one straw that's going to break the camel's back. All of these things are moldable. So your life's going to change, and we're going to have to make changes along the way to coincide with that. So if you're scrambling and feeling like you're falling behind the ball, just know that, there's changes that can be made. this year has been just such a trying year, and people have gone through so much that I understand, you know, why you might feel that way. I think we all feel a bit of anxiety, you know, going into election week. And we've all been through a lot this year. And so I think it's very, very important to, you know, take a deep breath, trust in your relationships that you have. If you truly do have uncertainty, we're happy to sit down with you, meet with you, go over, you know, what you have in place right now and see where we can help you. And I always say that in general on the show here, but I would say I meet with 25 to 30 people a week, Megan, and I can truly say that after that first meeting with those people each week, we can help 99% of those people in one way or another. So if you're out there thinking, if you have some uncertainty in your life or you're trying to figure out, you know, what moves you should make, don't hesitate to give us a call. That number is 866-466-1099. We're more than happy to sit down with you and give you whatever advice that we can or steer you in whatever direction that we can to, you know, help you get some of that certainty back. Give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099. We're happy to sit down and meet with you, whether that be a quick phone call with myself, whether it be a Zoom meeting with my team, or whether it's you coming into the office, you wear your mask and we'll wear ours. Our number one concern is making sure that our clients are safe. So whatever you're comfortable with doing, we're more than happy to oblige to that. So give us a call, 866-466-1099.
And that's really what it's all about. We talk about confidence. You know, we mentioned the year that we've had so far in 2020. I'd say, wow, what a week we've had here, election week. It's really been a doozy. And I guess we shouldn't expect anything less in 2020. But for people who maybe are looking at everything swirling around them and they think, I'm just going to put off creating a strategy for retirement, or I'm going to put off a plan for retirement. What's your thought on that, on putting off creating a strategy because they want to wait and see what happens, how everything will sort of shake out after everything calms down?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I always tell clients we need to look to the long term. So it doesn't matter, you know, who's elected and what year and how that's going to affect our country as a whole. Yes, it matters, but a retirement plan is a long-term plan. So always look to the long-term goal. I would never advise to put off, you know, putting a plan in place until after the election, because guess what? This election's only going to affect us for the next 4 years. Directly, you know, the indirect effects of, you know, policies put in place and things like that will last longer. But a retirement plan, we're thinking of, you know, whether you're in your 30s and looking to start retirement planning, that's, you know, 20, 30 years down the road, or whether you're in your 50s and 60s and looking to retire within the next 2-3 years, we're making a plan that's going to last 30 plus years down the road too. So just remember that this election and the next 4 years, while it might have some impact on the retirement plan, never a good idea to put anything off. We want to have that plan in place. And remember, like I had said earlier, we can change it. We're going to put a plan in place, but guess what? 99.9% of the time, life's going to happen and we're going to have to make changes. So never put that off. We want to make sure that we have a plan in place so we know where our income is coming from. We know that our estate planning is done if a worst case scenario ever comes up. We know that our tax planning is current with our current tax structure. And obviously that's going to change as we go through the years. So having that plan in place is number one, first and foremost, the most important. We should never put that off, you know, for election or really anything in general. It's going to be a long-term plan.
And that's so true. You know, having a short-sighted focus, and that can be easy to do when you're in the middle of an election season, when you're looking at the pandemic, you're just looking at, boy, if we could just get through the end of the year or the end of the month, the end of the week. But it's so much bigger than that when you try to look at the length of your retirement, which is longer these days than it has been in other generations, right? We could be planning for 30 or 40 years. It's important to look at the overall picture and not get caught up in the present.
It really is, Megan. So, you know, there's a lot of things. We've been through so much in 2020 that I think a lot of us, And I've even seen it with meetings from my clients. It's good to just, you know, have that meeting and take a step back and look at things from the 10,000 foot view, because it's very, very easy to get caught up in that day to day, you know, whether it be controversy or news or even the day to day shifts in the market and, you know, presidential race and things like that. It's very, very important to take a deep breath sometimes, stand back and look at everything from high in the sky and make sure that, you know, everything's going the way that it should be. So if you're wondering, you know, how your plan's holding up in these times, and or if you don't have a plan in place yet and you're looking at starting to plan, give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099. We're happy to sit down and meet with you, whether that be a quick phone call with myself, whether it be a Zoom meeting with my team, or whether it's you coming into the office, you wear your mask and we'll wear ours. Our number one concern is making sure that our clients are safe. So whatever you're comfortable with doing, we're more than happy to oblige to that. So give us a call, 866-466-1099, 866-466-1099. We're ready to help you.
It's nice to know there is help out there. You know, I think about Tuesday night, we walked away from election night without a clear winner, but we did see a very decisive result with the Senate. The U.S. Senate will remain red. The GOP has retained their lead in the Senate. And when I look at that, it tells me a couple things. I know for sure we won't see any type of immediate tax increase. We will, however, perhaps see some sort of stimulus being passed. But when you look at the tax situation here, Justin, I want to get to that with you because I know taxes are so important as we're planning for retirement. What do you think Wall Street is going to say? What do you think how the economy will respond to news of a Republican Senate?
Yeah, I think we saw it respond well on Wednesday. I mean, the S&P and the markets were up a couple of percent. And remember, the markets like certainty. So that means, you know, keeping, you know, bipartisan control in the Senate with the Republicans is going to mean that provides some of that certainty to the market. So I think that, in my opinion, that's why we didn't see a market drop even on Wednesday. The market stays strong. I think what the market is going to do until we have, you know, election results and things like that is probably stay, you know, up and down here and there a little bit. We're not going to see any big steep drop-offs, but we're not going to see any huge gains. But the Senate remaining Republican did bode well for the markets just because it provided that certainty.
When we talk about taxes, right, and we think about what's at stake, we all want to make sure that we can maximize the amount of money we have in retirement. Taxes do play a fairly big role. How can we, you know, maybe consider what's happening politically, but also be very proactive about some steps we take to make sure we're tax efficient in retirement?
Yeah, I think taxes are very important. Tax changes. I know there's been a lot of talk this year about, you know, what's going to happen to our tax structure moving forward and how soon is it going to be changed. We have to remember that there probably will be tax changes, but taking a step back and looking at everything that's gone on here in 2020, it's probably not on the top of the list. There's talks of the second stimulus and approval of that that's being worked on. And there's a lot of other things, even with foreign policy, that's being worked on. So the tax changes probably, like you said, aren't at the top of the list. So we've probably, you know, we're thinking we have a couple of years at least until those changes. It's scheduled to change in 2026. Now, whether it changes before that, that remains to be seen. But we want to make sure that we're being tax efficient in retirement. I know we've talked about this on other shows, but marginal tax rates in our country being the lowest they've been since World War II, we know that they follow traditionally the same type of wavelength as the markets do, meaning that we're in an all-time low right now. So if you're not looking at doing your Roth contributions, Roth conversions, or if you're not looking at any tax advantageous vehicles in retirement and looking at how to lower your taxable liability of your retirement plan and your estate moving forward, you should be. Because those tax changes, even though they might happen, you know, in the next 4, 5, 6 years, that doesn't mean that they're going to go to all-time highs right away either. So even if taxes stay low or if taxes go high, we're going to have to tax plan every year in retirement to make sure that we can stay as efficient as possible. So if you're wondering about, you know, should I be funding a Roth IRA? Should I be doing a Roth conversion? What are my options if I can't do any Roth contributions? We've got the tools. We've got the advice. We're here. We do it every day with clients. So give us a call, 866-466-1099. We're standing by to do a tax analysis with you on past years. And we're going to help you be as efficient as possible moving forward, no matter how our tax structure changes. So give us a call, 866-466-1099. We're glad to give you some tax advice.
And that's such a relief to know that there is that advice out there. There is that partnership, Trifound Financial, really suited, so well suited to help you with all of these different retirement issues, how politics, how elections affect your retirement, perhaps how taxation can make a difference to the amount of money you have access to in retirement, if your lifestyle will have to change or if it can remain the same. All of these things have big ramifications for how you live your life in retirement. It does make sense in so many ways to work with a partner. And the team at Trifound Financial, this is their focus. Retirement planning truly is their focus. And you can link arms. You can make sure you're getting that advice. Call today, 866-466-1099. 866-466-1099. Justin, one of the things we're often told is to take what we know and then plan around that. I think it helps to make us feel less overwhelmed, right, by the things that are out of our control. But when there's so much we don't know, how do we even begin to prepare for the future?
That's a good question. I mean, I tell clients, and I think I say it on the show very often, if I was the best, you know, financial person or tax person or whoever in the world, I wouldn't be able to do it by myself. It's very, very important to have the right team behind you. So I can't give tax advice. I can't give legal advice. I know enough about both to be a little bit dangerous, but I have to have the CPAs, the attorneys, and the financial professionals behind me like we do at Trifound to be able to provide that advice for clients. So we can't know everything. There's no way that we can know everything. And all of these things change on a daily basis. So, you know, our financial markets are ever changing. Our tax structure is ever changing. Our estate planning laws are ever changing, and we can't keep up with all of that. And we don't expect anybody to keep up with all of that. But just know that we have the team here at Trifound. We have the three pillars. We have the three professionals working together for all of our clients. And what that's going to do is provide that comprehensive plan to make sure that we have all of our T's crossed and our I's dotted. We're going to cover you from A to Z, whether it's health insurance and Medicare supplements and financial products, tax planning and advice, legal planning, estate planning, legacy planning. We do it all here. So, and we can't do it by ourselves. I have to have everybody working together to be able to come up with these plans. So whether you're out there wondering if you've got the right financial plan, you're wondering if you've got the right tax planning in place, or you're wondering if you've got the right estate plan in place, we can help you in all three areas. Give us a call, 866-466-1099. Our consultations are free, whether you meet with us once or you meet with us six times. We want to make sure that we provide you with the best advice and education that we can to make sure that you're on the right path. So give us a call, 866-466-1099. The team at Trifound is here and ready to help you.
And we're just getting started. We've got so much more with Justin Pippert straight ahead right here on Retire with Trifound. Stay with us. Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Trifound Financial have helped hundreds of families create their retirement income roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. The Trifound team wants you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Trifound Financial today. They'll help you create a retirement income roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals. Call today, 866-366-1099, and schedule a visit. call 866-366-1099. 866-366-1099. Insurance products offered through Trifound Financial, LLC. Always a pleasure to be here with Justin Pippard of Trifound Financial. We're glad you've tuned in to the show today. I'm Megan Mozak. And, you know, there is this old song, and it was made famous by George Strait. Justin, you know George Strait, right?
Absolutely. I grew up in a small town. Country music is music in general, and country music is a big part of my life. So big George Strait fan.
Well, he made All My Exes Live in Texas a pretty famous song. Even if you don't like country or country and Western, I think most of us could at least hum the chorus to that song. But, you know, when we talk about retirement, sometimes it feels like all our assets go to taxes. And I want to talk about that with you, Justin. Are people even aware that they will still have to pay taxes in retirement? I mean, it's not like they're earning a paycheck from an employer, right?
You'd actually be surprised, Megan. A lot of people don't understand that they have to pay taxes in retirement. And that's one of the first things that we talk about with clients here at TriFound is, you know, what that tax liability looks like in retirement. I think it's very, very commonly known that just in general, people think that, oh, when I retire, my tax bracket's going to go down. I won't have to really pay any money in taxes because that, well, first of all, the number one thing with that is we think that our income goes down in retirement, and we know that's not true either. But taxes in retirement are definitely there. We all have to pay taxes. Two things guaranteed in life: we're going to pass away, and we're going to all pay our fair share in taxes. There's no way of getting around that. And that's because most of us, when we're working, we're saving in our IRAs and 401ks. That's how we build our retirement nest, if you will. And guess what? When we're saving in that and we're taking advantage of our employer match, that way, once we go to retire, all of that money's pre-tax. And so we know that at 72, we have to take what's called the RMD, which is the required minimum distribution. That's the IRS's way of saying, hey, it's time to pay some tax on that money. And if you retire before 72 or access your 401k or IRA before 72, you have to pay normal income tax on that money. And guess what? Even if you're only taking the RMD, it starts at a lower percentage and it goes up every year. So every year, we're going to have to pay a little bit more in taxes unless we have a retirement plan in place that is going to maximize our tax efficiency. It's more important today than it ever was, being that we have low marginal tax rates right now in our country, and they're probably going to have to go up just based off of our country's situation. You don't have to be an economist to kind of know any of these things. Tax efficiency in retirement, folks out there right now, is more important than it's ever been. I could make the argument that it's more important than growing your money to a certain extent, because if you've got to pay 10% more in taxes, what's 10% more in return? It just ate it all up. So understanding the differences between traditional IRAs, Roth IRAs, qualified and non-qualified funds, what your tax liability is going to be in retirement, and how you can plan to make sure that you don't have to pay more than you should. Like I said earlier, two things are going to happen in life. We're going to pass away. We're all going to have to pay our fair share in taxes. It's my job, my team's job, our CPAs, our attorneys, our wealth managers. It's our job to make sure that you don't pay more in taxes than you should have to. And it's also our job to make sure that whether you spend your last dollar on your last day or you leave $10 million to your loved ones and your beneficiaries, it's our job to make sure that they don't pay more in taxes than they should have to either.
You're making the case here, Justin. Taxes are actually a pretty big deal in retirement. Maybe some people are surprised by that. I'm sure we have people in our listening audience right now who are thinking, well, wait a minute, I get my taxes prepared every year. I work with an accountant. Is that the same thing as what you're describing, this tax planning?
Absolutely not. So two very different things: tax preparation, which is what you just described, Megan, and tax planning. Tax preparation, if you're anything like me, I'll tell on myself here. I do tax preparation as all of us do every year. And the way that I do tax preparation is I take a big folder full of receipts and expenses and everything that went on through my year. And I give it to my accountant and I say, call me when it's done. And my accountant completes my returns and lets me know if I owe or if I get a refund. That's tax preparation. We do it every year. Our CPAs, there's a joke in our firm, and it's I'm a big basketball fan, and March Madness to our CPAs is a completely different thing. That's because they're very, very busy preparing tax returns. Tax planning is completely different. Tax planning is what we're doing actively to plan for taxes, not only now, but in the future. And so tax planning is going to be that, you know, it's almost the linchpin with our retirement plans. Like I said, it's very, very important to understand where our tax structure is right now, how you fit into that tax structure, and where we think it's going to be going in the future, and what we're actively doing to plan for that future. So whether that be Roth conversions or IRA contributions, whatever it is that you're doing to plan for the tax future is very important, will have very important ramifications on your retirement plan, and not only your retirement plan, your legacy plan to your loved ones as well. So if you're doing tax preparation like all of us, that is what all of us have to do. Tax planning is a completely different ball game. And if you're not doing tax planning, you should be. Don't miss out on these years that we have left in our current tax structure and understanding what we're going to have for taxable liability going forward. So if you're wondering how to do tax planning, how to get started, and what you should do, give us a call, 866-466-1099. We're happy to meet with you, do a tax analysis from prior years for you, and start planning with you to get a solid strategy going forward on how to minimize your taxes, not only for you, but for your beneficiaries as well. So give us a call, 866-466-1099.
Don't forget that number. It's 866-466-1099. Maybe you have a retirement plan, or at least you've started one. If you'd like a second opinion, Justin does offer a second opinion service. He and the team at TriFound can help you with that. You can get a second opinion. It's completely complimentary. There's no cost. So take advantage. Call today, 866-466-1099. Let them know that you'd like Justin's complimentary second opinion service. You know, the current tax policy that we have, it's been in place a couple years now, Justin. Are you noticing any positive trends from those changes?
Oh, absolutely. Our tax structure changed in 2016. There was some tax cuts that went into place. And what that resulted in is the lowest marginal tax rates in our country since World War II. And if you follow tax rates or know anything about tax structure, it actually follows the same type of wavelength that our markets follow. It has its valleys and troughs, and it has its peaks. And what that means is we're in a trough right now, with lowest tax structure we've had, like I said, since World War II. And what that means is we've got tax savings. We can potentially access, IRAs and things like that. Roth conversions are more popular now than they have been in the past. And the reason for that is that we can potentially do a Roth conversion, create that taxable event now, pay the taxes on those funds, and invest them. And no matter what the growth is on it in a Roth IRA, the income from that is tax-free. Anything that you take from a Roth IRA is tax-free. That's how we know they're good. And they're also regulated, as far as you can't contribute to a Roth IRA if you make over a certain amount every year too. So it's important to know the rules with the Roth IRAs and to follow those rules. But Roth conversions and tax advantages now are more popular than they were, 10 years ago. So if you haven't done any tax planning, or you're wondering about Roth conversions, if they're right for you, what your tax structure brackets look like now, and how you're going to plan in retirement going forward, give us a call, 866-466-1099. Remember, I'm not a tax professional by any means, but we do have the CPAs and tax professionals at TriFound that are going to be able to work with myself and our team to make sure that we're making you the most efficient that we can with taxes through retirement.
Justin, we know the age recently changed. When someone has to start taking their RMDs, their required minimum distributions, it changed from 70 and a half to 72. And I want to find out what impact those RMDs might have on taxes.
That's a great question, Megan. Like I had said earlier, most of us save our whole lives into 401ks and which we roll into IRAs when we retire. And those RMDs, they used to start at 70 and a half, like you said, and it got changed to 72 through the Secure Act. And a lot of us, when that first happened last year, I remember doing seminars and talking to people, and the general presumption was, hey, this is great. I can wait 2 more years till I have to take my RMD. This is such a great thing. We're saving money on taxes. And I'm going, no, stop. That's the opposite. Because what did we just talk about taxes being in our country today? Low. Where do we think they're going in the future? Up. What does that mean for your RMD getting delayed for 2 more years and you not taking money out of that IRA for potentially 2 more years? It means you're going to have to pay more in taxes. So it was pitched to us like it was an advantage. However, I'd make the argument the other way, that it's a disadvantage because we're getting tax deferral on those accounts and growing them even more before we start taking our RMD. So effectively, our RMD is going to be higher at 72 than it would have at 70. So all in all, that RMD age going from 70 and a half to 72 would make your RMD higher if you didn't take it until 72. So depending on, you know, where you're at in retirement, if you are already retired, if you're not retired, looking at utilizing income strategies from your IRAs prior to age 72, if you're able to, if your tax brackets will allow it, if it makes sense. There's no cookie cutter answer for, you know, these types of questions that we're talking about today, because everybody's situation is different, meaning that everybody has a little bit of a different income. And so there's not, Roth conversions aren't for everybody, and neither is, you know, waiting to take your RMD until 72. So if you haven't talked to your financial professional about this, or your CPA about this, or if those two people haven't talked together about it to find out what's right for you, that's what we're here for at TriFound. We work together with the CPAs, the wealth managers, to make sure that we're coming up with not only a solid financial plan, but we're also making sure that we're doing that tax planning that we've been talking about today. So if you want to start your tax plan, give us a call, 866-466-1099. We're ready to meet with you and start doing that tax planning.
There is much more Retire with TriFound straight ahead. Stay with us.
As soon as you walked in the front door, you knew this was your home. Or at least you thought it was, until you had those inspections done. First, the foundation was cracked. So was the sewer line. And you found out the furnace was 20 years old. Those inspections saved you from buying a money pit. So what about your retirement income strategy? When was the last time it went through an inspection? Is your income strategy tax efficient? Are you putting enough away for healthcare? Go see the team at TriFound Financial and find out if your retirement income strategy has a sturdy foundation designed to last throughout your retirement. Call TriFound Financial now, 866-366-1099. Get your strategy inspected by the TriFound Financial team today at 866-366-1099. That's 866-366-1099. Insurance products offered through TriFound Financial, LLC.
Here with Justin Pippert of TriFound Financial. We're glad you tuned into the program today. I'm Megan Mozak. We're talking about taxes in retirement. Yes, it is a reality, and one that is important to understand before you hit retirement. And the good news is, Justin said, there are ways to find some tax efficiencies. It does take working with a pro and making sure you've got that retirement plan in place. Now, there are more than 1 million tax preparers in the United States, so we know there's no shortage of help when it is tax time. But the question is, who should we turn to when it comes to tax planning in retirement? Justin, what about TriFound Financial? Do you work with other professionals when you're helping a client create a plan that is tax efficient for retirement?
Absolutely, Megan, we have to. Because, you know, my background is financial. That's what my degree's in, and that's what I've been, the space that I've been working in for the last 10 years. Like I said, I'm no tax professional. I know enough about taxes to be dangerous, but at the end of the day, I have to have the CPAs and the tax professionals that do it every day in my corner to help facilitate these plans. So we have to work with our tax professionals and our CPAs. We have them here at TriFound. All of our clients get to work with them and meet with them at absolutely no cost. So if you haven't done any tax planning, or if you're wondering if, you know, a certain strategy is right for you, if you're wondering about that Roth conversion, or if you're wondering, you know, what tax bracket you're in right now, or if you're trying to project, you know, once you retire, where your taxes are going to be or how much you're going to have to pay based on today's rates, we can tell you. We're going to sit down with you, do a tax analysis on, you know, a past return for you, and make sure that, you know, your tax professional is doing, you know, everything that you can, or if you're your own tax professional, that you're doing everything that you can. And then we're going to come up with a strategy on, based on your retirement plan and your goals and what you want to accomplish in retirement. We're going to come up with a tax plan that's going to make sure that you're not spending more on taxes than you should have to. It seems like it's the hot topic of today's show. Don't pay more in taxes than you should have to. That's what we're here for. Like I said, we're going to have the CPAs and the tax professionals working hand in hand with us to make sure that we can accomplish that for you.
And it is the theme of this part of our show. You're right. It does deserve some attention, because I think there is a good amount of misinformation out there, people thinking that they won't have to pay taxes in retirement, or maybe not pay as many. And boy, there can be a tax bomb kind of, you know, lying in wait if you're not careful. The good news is you can find efficiencies. You don't have to pay more than your fair share. And there are ways to do that. Justin, the team at Trifound Financial, they can help with that. The number 866-466-1099. So let's say someone is thinking about retiring in the next few years, Justin, one of our listeners, perhaps they're thinking, okay, you know, I see the date, it's coming quickly, you know, what are things they should be thinking about doing right now on this topic?
Well, things that they should be doing right now is meeting with the right team to come up with a plan if they don't have that in place, because tax structures change. What we have today might be different than what you have for when you retire, whether that's 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the road. Our tax structure right now is set to change in 2026. It could change before, it could change after that. We don't know. What we do know is what we have today, and we do know that what you should be considering doing today based off of, you know, your wages or whatever you're earning, you know, whether we're talking about Roth conversions or even that IRA contribution and maxing it out, there's definitely a strategy in there and a plan that we can come up with to make sure that we're being tax efficient. So if you haven't come up with that tax plan, give us a call, 866-466-1099. We're ready to meet with you. We're ready to talk about what you have right now. We're ready to talk about tax strategies in the future. What would be the best potential situation and the best strategy for you leading up to retirement, so that when you do retire, you know exactly how much in taxes you're going to have to pay, exactly where that money's coming from, if it's taxable, if it's not taxable, if we're doing Roth conversions, things like that. So it's never too early to start that tax plan. Whether you're thinking about retiring in 2 years or 5 years or 10 years, you're going to want to meet with your financial professional and your tax professional. Us here at Trifound, that's what we're here for. Give us a call, 866-466-1099.
Justin, as we're talking about taxes and retirement today, is it ever too late to get started on a tax plan? And what goes into that tax efficient strategy?
Well, Megan, it's definitely never too late. The earlier, the better. And we meet with all sorts of people. I meet with clients that are in their 40s and 50s, and I meet with clients that are in their 70s and 80s. And on both ends of the spectrum, I meet with people that haven't done any tax planning yet. And guess what? We're able to help all age groups, no matter what age group you're in. If you haven't done any tax planning, we can help you. The earlier, the better, as with anything, right? The earlier we get started on tax planning, the better. However, if you are already in retirement and you haven't started tax planning, it is never too late to start, because these things are changing on a yearly basis. So it's never too late to start, but it's also never too early to start. And a lot of things go into that efficient tax strategy. Like I said earlier, depending on whether you're already in retirement or still working and earning wages, that tax strategy is going to vary greatly. When we look at things, like I said, like a 401k contribution or a Roth conversion, everybody's situation is a little bit different. And like I said earlier too, we can't do this alone. So we have to have those tax professionals working hand in hand with us to make sure that we can come up with a tax strategy for each and every person. And there is a strategy for each and every person. And every person's scenario is going to be a little bit different. So based on what we have today, again, we have low tax rates in our country. We think they're going to be on the rise. So if you haven't started your tax planning yet, it's not too late. Give us a call. I'm happy to meet with you and talk about what your current situation is and how we can better that.
Here with Justin Pippert of Trifound Financial, I'm Megan Mozak. Glad you tuned into the show today. Justin and the team at Trifound, they focus on retirement planning. And if that's something you're needing help with, by all means, reach out today. You deserve a great retirement. It all starts with a plan. Call 866-466-1099. Again, that's 866-466-1099. We're learning a lot about taxes today, and you might be thinking, well, that doesn't sound very exciting. But I can tell you, finding tax efficiency so you can keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket in retirement, ladies and gentlemen, that is exciting. So let's keep going here, Justin. What are some of the strategies that you think we should be considering right now to help keep more of that money in our pockets where it belongs?
Absolutely, Megan. So we've talked a little bit about these strategies already today. Things like Roth conversions, more popular now than ever. Roth conversions can keep more money in our pockets. Remember that Roth conversion is going to be taxable when we do convert that money, but then going forward, any growth from a Roth is considered tax-free. So we're paying taxes now, essentially, at a lower rate, rather than deferring those taxes to pay a higher rate in the future. So we're taking our shot in the arm right now, and knowing that taxes are going to be higher in the future, to where we are creating a tax efficiency. I tell clients all the time, if we can take that money out and hypothetically pay 12% in taxes now, and we know that you're going to pay 15% 3 years from now, which would you rather do? Well, the answer that I've 100% of the time get is, well, I'd rather pay 12% now. Okay, that 12% it's a free 3% rate of return on your investments. Tax efficiency should be looked at, I believe, in the same way as return on investments. If we can save 3% in taxes right now, or 4% or 5% or even 2% in taxes right now, that's a free 2% in return on our money. So Roth conversions right now are a very good thing. For those of us out there that maybe you're saying, well, I can't do a Roth conversion because I'm either already retired or I'm working and I make too much, my income is too high to do a Roth conversion. There are other vehicles out there that we can use as well. Things like life insurance. We can do life insurance conversions. There's different types of life insurance out there rather than just the term that everybody is familiar with. There are different types of different vehicles out there that we can use tax-free, such as life insurance, not only for you, but also when we talk about legacy planning, the reasons that we use life insurance are that the death benefits from life insurance are tax-free too. And so one of the big misconceptions that we have in retirement is, well, if I leave $500,000 in my IRA to my children, they get $500,000. Well, the answer to that is no. They get $500,000 minus the taxes that they have to pay. So, and that's normal income taxes based on their income bracket, or how much in wages that they earn as a household. And depending on whether they, stretch it or take it as a lump sum, it can be more, it can be less. But the reality is they're still going to pay taxes on it. So what we use in that scenario can be a life insurance, because if you're going to leave $500,000 to your children and you have the choice of doing it in an IRA or life insurance, I can tell you that the life insurance is tax-free, and we all know that the IRA is taxable. So whether you want to leave that legacy to your children or spend your last dollar on your last day, life insurance can be a good alternative for a Roth concept. That if your income is too high to either make that Roth contribution, or if you're already retired and can't start a Roth IRA or make a Roth contribution, and you can only do conversions, there's a lot of different financial vehicles out there. So the important thing to take away from this question is, if you haven't started doing so, it's never too late to start doing it. Give us a call, 866-466-1099. We're happy to meet with you, talk about different tax strategies and what might fit your situation.
Justin, I'm wondering, how do we create a plan that looks at taxes, addresses them in the future when, let's face it, we don't know what the tax policy is going to be 20 or 30 years from now?
You're right. We don't, Megan. We can get an idea of what's going to happen. I mean, we know our debt as a country has gone up significantly this year, and we know that we're in a low tax structure right now, so to speak. So we think that taxes will be going up. So the way that we can address that 20 to 30 years from now, we don't know what's going to happen. We have to plan for the now. So we can plan for the now, and then we have a good understanding of what is going to potentially happen in the future, so we can incorporate that with the plan as well. So if you haven't done that tax planning yet this year, and you're wondering what would be the best approach for you, give us a call, 866-466-1099, whether it's a Roth conversion, whether we're just talking about what you had last year and doing a tax analysis from last year and predicting, you know, where you're going to be this year and moving forward. That's what we're here for. We have the CPAs and the financial professionals working hand in hand to come up with those tax strategies. So give us a call, 866-466-1099.
There's much more with Justin Pippert straight ahead, right here on Retire with TriFound. Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at TriFound Financial have helped hundreds of families create their retirement income roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. The TriFound team wants you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at TriFound Financial today. They'll help you create a retirement income roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals. Call today, 866-366-1099, and schedule a visit. Call 866-366-1099, 866-366-1099. Insurance products offered through TriFound Financial, LLC. Glad you've tuned in to Retire with TriFound. Megan Mozak alongside Justin Pippert. Justin, you've got our top five list today.
Yes, I do, Megan. I've got it right here. The top five things not to do when you retire. So let's jump right into it with number five. Enjoy retirement, but don't be undisciplined. What I mean by that is enjoy your time in retirement, but it's also good to keep some sort of routine and structure. So remember, we've been working for 30 plus years leading up to retirement. We've been working towards this goal. And then all of a sudden, we've been doing all of this planning on when you're going to retire and what it's going to look like from the financial standpoint. And we have this plan in place so you don't have to worry about it. But now your everyday life is going to change and you're going to retire. And we've been working on that routine. And I think it's important to keep some sort of a routine and structure in your day after you retire, because it's a big change for us. So understanding, you know, your mental health and your physical health moving forward in retirement, and the importance of, you know, just going and doing stuff and enjoying that retirement and keeping some sort of structure in your day-to-day activities is going to do wonders for your mental and physical health.
So, you know, obviously, Justin, that's not directly related to a financial plan, but I know there are some parallels here. So let's talk about having a plan for how you're going to spend your time, how that's just as important for having a plan on how to spend your money.
Absolutely. So time and money go hand in hand, right? When we retire, we've got more time on our hands. So typically when we think of retiring, Megan, we think of, hey, I'm not going to spend as much money. I don't need as much money to live on. But what I will tell you out there is that when we do retire, we now have 7 days a week, 24 hours in a day to do the things that you enjoy. And it's very important to do those things. But what that means is you are going to spend more money, and that's fine. You're going to have what we call the go-go years in retirement, where you need to have a plan in place to make sure that you know you have a budget, so you know how much you can spend because you've got 7 Sundays in a week. But it's important to make sure that you do have that plan in place and that you are doing those activities that you like. So having the time in retirement and your mental and physical health and that structure is important. It's just as important as having the plan and the budget in place to make sure that you can do the things that you enjoy.
We're going over our top five list today, and Justin is sharing the top five things to avoid when you retire. A lot of times we talk about what you should do in retirement, but Justin's saying, hold up, maybe you want to think twice about some of these things. So number five, enjoy retirement, but don't be undisciplined. That's number five. What's number four?
Number four, Megan, is don't immediately downsize your home. You know, we just retired. We're trying to come up with a new routine. and moving all at the same time, that can be really overwhelming. So once you retire, take some time, think about what you're going to do on a daily basis. Think about, you know, where you're comfortable. I mean, you know, if your home right now is a place of comfort to you, we don't have to immediately downsize. If your kids are grown up and moved out, that's great. You've got all this space in the home. But if you're just retiring and thinking about immediately downsizing your home, I would tell you maybe best to wait a little while to figure out, you know, what your routine is going to be in retirement and what you're feeling, because making all of those changes at once, like I said, can be a little bit overwhelming. So maybe wait on downsizing that home right when you retire and have a little less commotion in your life.
All right. Don't immediately downsize your home. Let's go to number three, Justin. And we're talking, of course, about the top five things to avoid in retirement. What's the third?
And this is a big one, Megan, only because my company, we're centered around having the attorneys, the CPAs, and the financial professionals all working together. This one is don't neglect your estate planning. This is something that that I see that happens way more than I care to admit, but the neglecting of the estate planning. So we never know. Unfortunately, we don't have that crystal ball, and we don't know when our time is going to come or when our day is going to come on this earth. But we want to make sure that we are prepared for when that day does come. So don't neglect your estate plan. I know it can seem like a lot. And guess what? Estate plans, they aren't set in stone. They can change. So what your life is like today is going to be, I promise you, it's going to be different than what it's like 10, 15, 20 years from now. And that's okay. We want to make sure that we have the proper estate plan in place as early as we possibly can to make sure that if, God forbid, anything were to happen, we have the proper documentation in place to make sure that whatever you have in your estate is going to go to your loved ones. I can't stress to you how important that is. You've worked your whole life to accomplish what you've accomplished and to save what you've saved. Let's make sure that it goes to your loved ones and it goes to them efficiently. If you have neglected your estate plan, please give us a call, 866-466-1099. We're happy to meet with you, talk to you about estate planning. Our attorneys will happily meet with you. It's all complimentary. You don't have to pay anything for it. If you're wondering if your current estate plan is right for you, we do a complimentary review of your estate plan as well. So give us a call, 866-466-1099.
Justin, you have this top five list today, the top five things to avoid in retirement. It's kind of interesting. What is number two?
So number two, Megan, is don't be afraid to try new things. And I know a lot of us are going to hear that and say, well, I, by the time I retire, I want to do something that I know I enjoy. And my argument to you, my counter argument to you would be, well, you don't know it, you enjoy it unless you've tried it. So don't be afraid to find a new passion, a new hobby, things that you enjoy doing. I'm a big sports person, so that's about all I know. I love playing golf, and I know that when that day comes, no matter how far out there it might be for me in my early 30s, that I'm definitely going to enjoy golfing, but I can't golf 7 days a week all day. I can't do it now in my 30s, so I doubt I'll be able to do it when I'm in my 50s, 60s, and 70s. So don't be afraid to find a new passion, try new things, spend time with family and friends. That's what retirement's all about. That's what you've worked for. That's what you've worked so long for and so hard for all of these years. So don't be afraid to try new things along with the things that you know you enjoy doing.
That's right. Add a new hobby. You just might like it. You know, you say you can't golf all day, every day. You might. You got to try. You never know. It might happen.
You never know. You never know. Well, a lot of us live, we have offices all across the country, Megan. So a lot of us live in places that you can't golf all day, every day, or you'd be swinging your club through 2 feet of snow. So you definitely have to find other hobbies than golf if you live in the north. That's for sure.
That's true. We're pretty lucky down here in Southwest Florida.
Yes, yes, we are. Yes, we are. So let's get into number one. And number one is don't let loneliness creep into your life. I'm just going to read a little fact from AARP here. It says that 45% of Americans over 65 are divorced, separated, or widowed. So The importance in retirement is make sure you're getting out there, be social. I know we talked about mental and physical health at the bottom of this list, but make sure that you have, you know, a social network. Get out there, talk to people, experience life. That's what this is what retirement's all about, folks. From this segment and these lists, the top five lists on things not to do when you retire, they all have some sort of relation to enjoying retirement and making sure that, you know, you are able to do the things that you want to do. You've worked your whole life for it. You've saved up for it. You've put this plan in place. Let's make sure that you go out and enjoy it. So if you don't have a plan in place, you want a second opinion on the plan that you do have in place, or if you're just wondering if you're on the right track, give us a call, 866-466-1099. We're here ready to meet with you, whether it's a quick phone call with myself, whether it's a meeting in person in the office, you wear your mask, we'll wear ours, or whether it's a Zoom call or a virtual meeting. We're here, we're able to sit down with you and talk about all of the issues that are important to you in this retirement planning process, and we have the ability to cover you from A to Z and make sure your T's are crossed and your I's are dotted. So if anything today that we've talked about rang a little bit of a bell with you or made you have a question, don't be afraid to give us a call, 866-466-1099. We're here to help you.
Our firm provides insurance services. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Trifound Financial, LLC, is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax, legal, or investment advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties and have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Trifound Financial, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.